I'm a complete sucker for live music. I had no intention of recording any more or sharing any more from Cork. Even though I have no serious interest in marching bands and all that sort of stuff. But this is wonderful. You should see it. It's just extraordinary. Excuse me, can I just slip out in here? Sorry. Okay, thanks a million. Tala Youth Band from Dublin. Here they come. They all look like British soldiers in the old days. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm heading for Waterstones to buy my daughter a book about horses, or a story that she can read herself about horses. Hopefully. I find myself getting much too excited, if you like, by all this. And you know, instead of having a nice calm afternoon wandering through the city, just dreamily sort of daydreaming my way through the streets, mindfully treading the pavements of the city, step after step, ball of each foot, one after the other. Oh, let's get a bit of this.
Who can this be? And his heart told it, his mind told it, this must be the Son of God. And he has to admit that I have spoken against him, I have rejected him. And every time
he has a
we turn our back on conscience, and a
navy blue hat,
a
pair of grey corduroys, check white shirt, and in his hand is a small black book with red edging on the pages. Well, actually, they people like that, and maybe him in particular, do speak out on the streets of Cork every Saturday afternoon. They stand up for what they believe in. They proclaim it to unbelievers, and they get almost no audience. But there's a side of me that, well, not more than a side. I really admire them for doing what they did. It reminds me, of course, of Speaker. Well, not of course, but it reminds me of Speaker's Corner in London, at which I've seen people have an audience no bigger than that. Well, in fact, at Speaker's Corner, a whole load of people stand up on soapboxes and try to command an audience. But that's Cork's equivalent, I suppose, although there's nobody around competing with him. Oh my God, there's a big green giant down here. I'm craving the quiet of a bookshop, to be truthful. So we'll just get in here. The last time I went here on a day like this, David Norris was inside signing and releasing a book long, long time ago. I have been in here since then, but anyway, here we are. The Love Object by Selected Stories by Edna O'Brien is featured here on the front of the shop. Who else is actually featured that I notice? Quite interested to know what's the bestseller. A whole lot of books at half price. I'm not going to buy a book. I already have enough books on my plate. Joe Nesbo, Police. Bridget Jones. God, Bridget Jones is still writing. I Am Malala. The Girl Who Stood Up for Education and Was Shot by the Taliban by Malala. Yousafzai. The quote is, I come from a country which was created at midnight. When I almost died, it was just after midday. 1 year ago, I left my home for school and never returned. I was shot by a Taliban bullet and was flown out of Pakistan unconscious. Some people say I will never return home, but I believe firmly in my heart that I will. To be torn from the country that you love is not something to wish on anyone. Okay, I'm going to the children's bookstore. We've got a section here called Found in Translation. They've organized a whole load of books here, anything that particularly interests me, books that were translated into English. God, I remember that book, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. Bulgakov wrote the Mater and Magistra, didn't he? I don't know this one, A Country Doctor's Notebook. Wow. Primo Levi. The Body Hunter, I don't know this one at all. It's described by El Mundo as uninhibited, carnal and passionate. It's by Najat El Hakmi. Banana Yoshimoto. Wow, that looks interesting. Hold on a second. Actually, if you want a Japanese detective story, that's the one for you, Banana Yoshimoto. Written by Amrita, A-M-R-I-T-A. Come on, Paul, get away from there. Get into my get into what I'm looking for. Here we are, children's books. What do I want? Books about. Excuse me. Do you have books which would be easy reading about horses for my daughter? About she's 8 now.
Oh yeah, and like just kind of what is she a big reader now?
I left. No, she's not a big reader. Right. She has to be. She has to be. Yeah. She had one at home that she got a great buzz out of. Successfully. See, I left the book at home. No, it would be a lot smaller than that. It would actually.
Pippa Funnel.
No, I know Pippa Funnel. Ah. No, that I think is probably, says I, just taking for 1 second.
Too difficult?
It's too difficult for her.
Really?
This was a book that she read to me last night when going to sleep, you know? So it is actually got about a quarter of the words in that one. It's got a load of pictures in it.
Oh, cripes.
Yeah, I know.
Let's
go for the young... Have you got younger, unconfident readers?
Well,
I suppose you won't... You'll hardly put up a sign...
For classics, would they be too much, too young?
I think they might
go for something about Black Beauty.
How hard is Black Beauty?
Well, these would be... I mean, to be honest, these would be okay. She would get on just fine with this. But she's not...
No, there's actually a good argument that she should have Black Beauty because she's seen the film and loved it and all
Black
that.
Black Beauty is absolutely my all-time favorite.
Yeah,
I'm always recommending I think it's
your
just
heart
fabulous.
Breaks. You mean the book
does,
is actually...
Yeah.
Is that an adaptation of the original?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's an abridged version. Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. So not all of it, but there's a good chunk of it there.
That's like the front runner.
And that's something to think about, definitely. But do you think that would be too difficult?
You know, it's more a question of motivation, to be honest. And this, the thing about this was that she was highly motivated by the idea that she could read from beginning to end.
Right.
See? So if there was a really small book, actually, I'd prefer get one that was too easy for her to read. She'd actually read it and get the whole lot.
Oh, I understand what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she'd get the whole lot finished in one sitting.
One second, because these books here as well are actually... I mean, these are early readers here.
Right.
Well, maybe we might get something.
Well, I felt I ought to stop. I got a little bit self-conscious about recording, that wonderful lady from Waterstones was showing me, and I thought, oh my God, supposing she doesn't actually like this. But I ended up getting Mary's Mermaid by Michael Morpurgo, illustrated by Lucy Richards, and I'm thrilled to have it, and that seems to me to be an excellent one to get. Just as a last thought in this shop, I see that Malcolm Gladwell has a book called Underdogs, Misfits and the Art of Battling Giants, David and Goliath. I must take a photograph of this and send it to AJ Lane. Okay, look, this is Paul O'Mahony stopping a recording here in Waterstones in Bath. All the best for Saturday and the weekend. Bye-bye.